The Brady List is the only nationwide platform dedicated to recording law enforcement misconduct, with a specific focus on ensuring that prosecutors comply with their obligation to disclose this information to defense counsel. This is critical because Brady material refers to any evidence that is favorable to the accused, particularly evidence that could undermine the credibility of a government witness, such as police officers. This platform is public-facing because we, the people, have a right to know about the integrity and conduct of those who wield the power of the state, particularly when it involves life, liberty, and justice. The Brady List prioritizes several key objectives. Number one, ensure enforcement discretion. While the Brady List compiles data from numerous sources, it does not apply machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any coded mechanisms that might skew or misinterpret the data. This is done to preserve the human judgment necessary in legal determinations. Number two, empower prosecutorial disclosure. By automating the compilation of data across jurisdictions, the Brady List makes it easier for prosecutors to access information and make necessary Brady disclosures proactively. This eliminates excuses for non-disclosure due to lack of access to misconduct records. Number three, enable judicial oversight. This platform is the first of its kind to support the judiciary, providing a tool for judges to verify that Brady disclosures have been made and ensuring the integrity of the process. Number four, build community trust through transparency. By making this information accessible to the public, the Brady List fosters transparency and accountability, allowing the public to see how their local justice system is operating. Number five, demonstrate accountability. It encourages law enforcement agencies, prosecutors, and the judiciary to document and disclose their processes from complaint intake through investigation to conclusion, which is essential for building public trust in the justice system. The Brady List sources its information from state peace officer standards and training departments, prosecutors' offices, law enforcement agencies, civilian complaints, journalists, and citizen reporters. It's a tool designed to help states, like Alabama, meet their constitutional obligations under Brady versus Maryland. The Brady List provides a framework that enables states to be in compliance with their constitutional duty to disclose exculpatory evidence. In Alabama, the platform could ensure that police misconduct, excessive use of force reports, and complaints against officers are compiled and available to prosecutors, who can then disclose this evidence to the defense in a timely manner. By using this platform, Alabama could proactively ensure that all relevant Brady material is disclosed before trial, safeguarding the defendant's right to a fair trial as required by the U.S. Constitution. In Alabama, Brady disclosures are supposed to be made by prosecutors on a case-by-case basis. However, without a statewide system in place to track law enforcement misconduct, prosecutors often lack the tools to do this effectively. Law enforcement agencies are not always forthcoming with internal misconduct records, and without centralized oversight, critical evidence may be buried or lost. In effect, the state's failure to adopt a system like the Brady List has led to a systemic breakdown in ensuring fair trials. The U.S. Constitution guarantees every defendant the right to a fair trial and due process. However, Alabama's failure to maintain a comprehensive system for Brady disclosures, particularly concerning law enforcement misconduct, means that this right is routinely violated. The responsibility for this systemic failure lies with the state's leadership. As governor, Kay Ivey bears responsibility for the administration of the state's legal system. Unfortunately, there has been no significant action from her office to mandate the adoption of a system that ensures Brady compliance. This lack of initiative leaves Alabama's legal system fragmented and failing its constitutional duties. Governor Ivey could push for legislation that requires all law enforcement agencies to participate in a statewide misconduct tracking system, as well as fund the development and integration of the Brady List platform. Attorney General Steve Marshall's office has the authority to oversee the actions of prosecutors throughout the state. However, there has been little to no effort from the AG's office to enforce or facilitate statewide compliance with Brady disclosure obligations. Instead of relying on outdated and decentralized methods of tracking misconduct, AG Marshall could establish policies that integrate the Brady list and hold law enforcement agencies accountable for their reporting. Chief Justice Tom Parker has significant influence over the state's judiciary. Yet, there has been no meaningful action from the state's highest court to ensure that trial courts are enforcing Brady disclosures. Chief Justice Parker could issue directives to trial judges across Alabama, making it clear that Brady compliance is not optional, and that every defendant has the right to know if their trial is being compromised by withheld evidence. While the Secretary of State is traditionally focused on elections, Wes Allen's office also plays a role in maintaining public records. The Secretary of State could help facilitate public access to law enforcement records and support the implementation of the Brady List, ensuring that Alabama's justice system becomes more transparent and accountable. Alabama does have a post department responsible for training and certifying law enforcement officers. Director Jimmy Downing could implement policies requiring the disclosure of any misconduct or disciplinary actions taken against officers as part of Brady obligations. By working with prosecutors and defense counsel, the Post Department could ensure that law enforcement officers with a history of misconduct are flagged and that relevant information is disclosed in criminal trials. The Alabama State Bar is responsible for regulating attorneys, including prosecutors. Philip McCallum, as the executive director, could lead efforts to educate and enforce Brady compliance among the state's prosecutors. The State Bar could impose penalties on prosecutors who fail to disclose Brady material and provide training on the importance of such disclosures to ensure due process. Alabama is currently not in compliance with its Brady obligations. The adoption of the Brady List could dramatically improve the state's ability to meet its constitutional responsibilities, ensuring that exculpatory evidence is disclosed in a timely and transparent manner. Without immediate action, the state risks continued violations of defendants' rights, leading to wrongful convictions and expensive remedies for taxpayers in the form of overturned convictions and civil lawsuits.